News release. Habitat for Humanity Niagara. Habitat for Humanity Niagara recently celebrated the completion of its fifth habitat home in Port Colborne with a heartwarming dedication ceremony. This milestone also marked the organization's third Women Build project, where over 100 women, and some men also, united to construct the house. The property was vested with the city in 2005, and when the former building was demolished due to its condition, council unanimously decided to sell the vacant lot to Habitat Niagara for a loonie. Since 2019, the Government of Canada has made a total funding commitment of $774,000 through the Affordable Housing Fund under the National Housing Strategy towards Habitat Niagara projects, including this home. This funding commitment includes a Black Families Funding investment of $225,000. Organizations like Habitat for Humanity are invaluable partners as we work to tackle the housing crisis and ensure that every Canadian has a safe place to call their own, said Vance Badawi, Member of Parliament for Niagara Centre, on behalf of the Honourable Sean Fraser, Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities. I am proud that we could support this new home, and I wish the family the very best as they start their new chapter. In March of 2023, the Government of Canada and Habitat for Humanity Canada announced an additional $25 million investment to build 500 new affordable homes across Canada over the next 3 years. This brings the total federal investment in Habitat for Humanity to $80.8 million through the Government of Canada's Affordable Housing Fund. For Mo, the recipient of this new home, the moment is life-changing. It's very exciting watching my children as they plan how to decorate their rooms, she shared. They've never done that before, ever. For her family, the journey toward homeownership represents not only a fresh start but also the support of a caring community committed to providing affordable homeownership. Habitat Niagara, powered by volunteers and generous donors, build affordable homes that offer families like Mo's a foundation for healthier, more secure lives. Mo expressed her gratitude, saying, "I would like to thank everyone involved and let them know how encouraged I am to give back to the community that has welcomed us and given us life again." After years of housing instability due to poor living conditions, ranging from pest infestations to unsafe electrical and plumbing issues, Mo's family now has a safe and stable place to call home. "There's something very disturbing about a life of uncertainty," she said. "As a mom, I know my children will be happier now knowing they have a safe home. This gives me joy as a mother." The importance of having a stable home cannot be overstated. It provides the foundation for well-being, security, and the opportunity to build a better future, said Mark Carl, CEO, Habitat Niagara. Now, Mo and her family will finally experience the stability of living in a safe, comfortable, and affordable home. As part of Habitat's homeownership program, Mo and her children have completed 500 volunteer hours and have purchased their home with an affordable mortgage tailored to their income. For Mo, being accepted into Habitat's homeownership program was a dream come true. "Finally, my family has a home after moving around all our lives." Habitat Niagara would like to thank the many generous supporters who have helped turn these homes into a reality for this family, including Abatement Technologies, AJT Roofing and Contracting, Allstate Insurance, CAA Niagara, City of Port Colborne, Coca-Cola Canada, Connecting Care Niagara, Cotton Inc., Dave Weems Construction, Desjardins Insurance, Fallsview Hose Brigade Wives Auxiliary, H2 Only, Government of Canada, Cron Electric, Meridian, Metal Supply and Transport, Miller DKI, Niagara Fallsview Casino Resort, Niagara Regional Housing, Oak Ridge Cabinets, Pollard Windows and Doors, Realtor Ladies, Russell Technical, Upper Canada Consultants, Voltra Storage, Verge Insurance Group and Walker Aggregates.